is approval of the meeting minutes November 20th and 21st, 2013.
Move approval, Mr. Chair.
I'll second.
There's been a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. Abstentions, none. The
morning to present the 2013 Executive Officers Water Quality Stewardship Award to the Gualala River Watershed Council. The regional board, needless to say, we spend a lot of our time telling people what to do, and sometimes making life challenging with the purpose of always protecting and preserving water quality. So it's nice when we can also recognize the good work that our partners do in watershed restoration and protection of water quality. So it was in that spirit that I wanted to have this award, which will be an annual award given to an individual or a team for their outstanding work that contribute to achieving our mission. The Gualala River Watershed Council was founded nearly 20 years ago. At the time that the Gualala River had been listed for sediment impairment, and a group of concerned landowners and citizens formed together to kind of figure out how to deal with this new thing called a 303D listing and a pending total maximum daily load. So with some grant funding and participation from Bob Clampt of our office, they formed and ultimately came together as the Gualala River Watershed Council. And since that time, they've just done outstanding work to implement the Gualala River Sediment TMDL, implementing a wide range of restoration projects, including road upgrades, culvert crossings, as well as other types of sediment controls. In addition, they've partnered with other agencies and the landowners to do an extensive watershed and water quality monitoring program and report on that data on their website, have a very robust data set that is available to the public to track and make an assessment of the recovering water quality conditions. So it is in recognition of the implementation of projects which are leading to reductions in sediment and improved stream habitat, as well as the monitoring to track and document improvements, that the Gualala River Watershed Council is deserving of this award. So with that, I want to bring Mr. Jim Burke of your staff, senior of our Southern Timber Unit. Jim was provided the nomination to have the Gualala River Watershed Council receive this award, and I'd like Jim to make a couple statements.
Good morning, members of the board. I'm Jim Burke of your staff. I think Matt pretty much hit the big topics, and I just wanted to get up here and acknowledge some of the people that are that make up the Watershed Council, and just briefly go into why I made this nomination. When I started in this work, we were assigned watersheds, and I had the Gualala, and done a lot of work there, and worked with the Watershed Council and Gualala Redwoods, who's a big part of the Watershed Council. And I've done a lot of work in the Garcia, implementing the TMDL action plan. And the Gualala, like many of the Mendocino Coast watersheds, has a technical TMDL. And I've always wanted to implement the TMDL. We're lacking an action plan. And it's just being aware of all the work, the monitoring work, the road improvement work, the sediment control, the wood enhancement projects that's been done out there. It's been dawning on me lately that the TMDL is being implemented, and it's voluntary, and it's being done by the people in the watershed who are, I'm sinking in this chair.
But not in stature.
I have a little button here, you know.
I hope there's no latch and drops me down, but they're out there in the watershed doing the work, and you know, partnering with us and doing the work that we want to see done and that we need to see done. And I've challenged them or suggested that they challenge us to find ways other than we would love to just come in there with lots of money. It's limited, but that they challenge us to find ways that we can help them doing the work that we want, that they're doing and that we need done. And I just wanted to call out, there's quite a few people from the Watershed Council. Kathleen Morgan is the director of the Watershed Council. She's been doing this for I'm not sure how long. It's voluntary. The woman is a workhorse, an amazing amount of work that she does. And Gualala Redwoods, represented here by Henry Alden, and I want them to come up and toot their horn to the extent that they can do that. So with that, I'd like them to come up and just accept the award and say some words. That's the nicest thing Jim's yeah. ever said about me.
We do partner. Well, on behalf of the Gualala River Watershed Council, I would really like to thank the regional board for this award. Kathleen Morgan, executive director of the Gualala River Watershed Council. And I'd also like to thank our extended community in the watershed, because without them, we probably would not be here today. I think between Matt and Jim, we've covered the primary aspects of the Watershed Council. It's been a really long road. The regional board was forefront in forming the council over the 303D listing. But I don't know if you realize is that Bob Clamp wound his way up Highway 1 every third Tuesday of the month to facilitate our meetings in the beginning. And to give you some idea of what our meetings were like at the beginning, one of our rules was we had to leave our weapons at the door. And being a consensus-based organization, we've come a long way. I also wanted to mention Lauren Clyde. Lauren Clyde was the manager of our first 319H grant that we got from the regional board. And through that grant, we did quite a bit of restoration work, but included in that grant was the development of a quality assurance monitoring plan. And we were the first plan for the North Coast that got approved. And since that time, other watersheds have actually adopted our monitoring plan to use in their watersheds. Brian McFadden, he was here earlier. Brian handled the TMDL, and it started off with a lot of chaos, but we have a document that we are now voluntarily implementing within the watershed, and we use that document pretty much every day in our work. Elmer Dudick, who was an employee here, along with Rich, have helped us out with technical issues as far as monitoring is concerned. Jim not only spends time with land use issues, he's up in the stream snorkeling with us looking for coho during the summertime. And then we get back to Bob Clamp again, because he led up the team for the North Coast Watershed Assessment Program. And he had the Watershed Council sit at the table with them, with all the resource agencies to develop the assessment for the Gwala River. And I think most of the other watersheds didn't include the local groups, and it made a big difference. We now have a document that 10 years later we're still using. It's adaptable, and it's a wonderful product for us. And then Bob Clamp again came back and is working on our TMDL report card. So the regional board has a lot to do with our success, along with the other agencies, resource agencies, both federal and state. I just wanted to mention that we share this award, really share it with the partners and the cooperators within the watershed. And I also wanted to mention the Redwood Coast Land Conservancy. You don't deal with land conservancies very much, but they actually helped start the Watershed Council and have supported us throughout our ups and downs. A majority of landowners within the watershed participate in the program. And I really mean a majority. Close to 70% of the landowners participate in one program or another in the watershed. And one of those landowners is Gwala Redwoods. And we really have to give a shout out to them for all of their support through the years for the council. And that includes, you know, just sitting at the table and not walking away in our early formative years. And I think that took a lot of skill. They opened up their monitoring data to us. When we were developing our quality assurance plan, they provided all the data that they had been doing in the watershed. They provide GIS backup. They helped us develop, or really did develop, an access database so that we have this wonderful website. We've got all our data up on the website. People can go to planning watersheds, you know, streams, and find out what the temperature is, what the channel morphology is, what the riparian composition is because of this access database. And lastly, I would like to mention, and Jim said we should challenge you, is all of our work is done on the planning watershed scale. So our programs were initiated watershed-wide, and then our restoration efforts, we try to completely what we call button up a planning watershed at times. So that means we upgrade all the roads, the medium and high priority roads in the watershed. We implement in-stream restoration where it's needed. We have pre-project and post-project monitoring, and then also trend monitoring in that planning watershed. And since 58% of the sediment in the Gwala is road-related, and, you know, 84% of the anthropogenic sediment coming into the watershed is road-related, we're looking at actually possibly meeting some of the TMDL goals in some of these planning watersheds where we have completed all the road work. And I think it's important for the board to look at not only what we have done, but where do we go from there? So once we have met a goal in a planning watershed, is there some avenue that you could go down to? I know delisting is is an issue, but could we look at delisting these planning watersheds to incentivize landowners? And if they see that we've either delisted or given a gold star or acknowledged that by some sort of scale, in that way, I think we will have a lot more landowners participating in these programs, you know, throughout the state of California, if they can see that light at the end of the tunnel. And at this point, I think I'll turn it over to Henry Alden.
I'm Henry Alden. I'm the vice chair of the Watershed Council, but I also manage Gwala Redwoods. And I do want to thank you for this award. When Jim called me and, after teasing me a little bit, told me what it was about, I had this surge of joy. You know, it's like we all crave praise, and sometimes you don't realize how much you crave it till you get a little. But I'm serious. It's an important to us, and it was important to the owner. I called him and said that we're you know, we're not getting the award, but we're being acknowledged as being an important part of this process. And he was spontaneously excited, which I'm not sure I've ever seen that before. Anyway, I have enjoyed working with GRWC and being a participant. In various previous jobs, I've had the opportunity to observe and participate in other similar efforts. And I believe that by avoiding confrontation, focusing on monitoring and restoration, that the Gwala River Watershed Council has accomplished, I mean, really done more in the watershed than any other group I'm aware of. And it's substantive. We've talked about things, but we have 35 permanent monitoring reaches that have been many in place for 16 years. We have 100 temperature sites that have been maintained off and on for 16 years. We've upgraded 263 miles of roads. That's 20% of the watershed, but it's more importantly, it's 55% of the lower watershed, which is the best part of the fishery. And some of our completed watersheds are somewhere around 80% disconnected. So there's been some, I think, really serious accomplishments. I personally think placing wood in the stream is perhaps the most important thing we can do. And the joke is that, you know, you might not like what I do, but I really do move wood around effectively. So we've put 115 log truck loads of wood in the streams, some 13 tributaries to the Gwalala, and it's working. We've been able to measure with our monitoring reaches that the wood has increased pools and fish habitat. I don't know for sure if there's more fish, but certainly if those are criteria, we've succeeded in that. And this has all been done voluntarily. So none of this has been, you know, abatement orders. It's been like my boss. It's not me, really. It's the owner is willing to put money up because I tell him that these are important things. There's problems we've caused, and we can do some good, and he's supported that with their money. So we hope this continues, and we hope the board will continue to allow staff to support the efforts in the watershed. So thank you very much. It is appreciated.
Thank you.
So with that, I'd like to present officially the 2013 Executive Officers Water Quality Stewardship Award.
Any board member comment?
Mr. Chair, some of us are old enough to remember when we came up with many of these laws, and I would share with you, Ms. Morgan, I hope I get to live long enough to see the delisting of water bodies. We have delisted some species, but I really would hope I get to be around long enough to watch the delisting and have it be back what it should have been when I was a kid.
So I just wanted on behalf of the board to thank you, and we share the honor and say you're taking our TMDL and you're making it work for better water quality, and you're in serious danger of making our TMDL sparkle because of your efforts, and so we really appreciate it. Okay, the next item is the